Welcome back to your favorite podcast, or soon to be favorite, Brain Books. I am your host, Gab Zottinger. Today, I have two New York Times best-selling authors, Maren Weisenborn and Amelia Nininger. They will be giving us the inside deets on their award-winning novels. Now, let's get to it. Up first is the author of the New York Times bestseller, The Girl on the Train, by Maren Weisenborn. Thank you for joining me today, Maren. Give us a brief summary of your novel.
It's an honor. Thanks for having me. The Girl on the Train is a dark, twisted, suspenseful novel with new twists in every chapter.
In your opinion, who is the most interesting character?
The most interesting character would have to be Rachel, who is the main character. She's an alcoholic who drinks to numb the pain that came with her divorce. After heavy drinking one night, she wakes up with blood all over, not remembering the details from the night before. Messed up, I know, right? She later finds out that a young woman has gone missing and questions if she had anything to do with her disappearance.
If you were to compare your novel to a song that best fits the plot, what song would it be?
That's a hard one. One song that comes to mind would have to be Rolling in the Deep by Adele, which doesn't seem like the most typical song, but I think this song represents the plot well because the main character is having issues letting go of her past marriage, which will ultimately lead her to being a witness in the murder case.
Have you ever wanted to go into the woods and become completely lost? Or wanted to read about someone doing that because it's way easier? Then do I have the book for you. Buy yourself a copy of Into the Wild by John Krakauer. If you buy now, you'll also get a free survival kit that had everything you need to survive for a solid night in the wilderness. For a small price of $19.99, it's a huge deal, so get yourself a copy today. Just call 999-WILDERNESS or text WILDERNESS to 000000 to get started. Don't wait, it'll be gone before you know it.
Good. Enough about me, let's talk about you, Gabs. What are you currently reading?
I am reading the book If I Stay by Gail Forman.
So I'm curious to know if you can relate to any of the characters. If so, how?
Hello everyone. Yes, I relate most to the main character Mia before she got into a car accident and nearly died. She was so free-spirited and very outgoing, just like myself. Mia also had dreams like making into Juilliard and pushed to accomplish them.
Sounds interesting. What do you think the author of the book would like you to take from the book and apply to your own life today?
The author would like me to stay inside when the school calls off for icy roads so I would not end up in the same kind of situation.
Well, that's a good idea right there. So, does the conflict in this book ever overcome?
After the main character, Mia, gets into the car accident, she's the only member of her family to survive, and she finds herself in a coma. At the very end, she is seen conscious and going through stages of her life in the coma. She was deciding if she should stay alive or not, and at the book's ending, she decided to stay.
Sounds really interesting. Might have to look into that one.
Next, we have Amelia, the author of the Captive Prince series. Now, let's talk about Prince's Gambit. Tell us a bit about it.
Well, since it's the second book of the trilogy, it picks up right after the first. Damon joins Laurent on the quest to stop his uncle from ruining the countries, all while trying to keep his identity hidden for another day. I'd be careful reading it, though. It's for a mature audience.
Awesome. What would you say your favorite part is of writing the series?
It has to be writing the character development and the creation of a whole new world. There's nothing as satisfying as creating something that you know is unique and completely made up.
All right. Leave us off on a cliffhanger or a sneak peek on what's going to happen during the climax.
The cliffhanger is Damien is moments away from his true identity being discovered. The question is, how will Laurent take it knowing this man he trusted is the man who killed his brother years ago?
Unfortunately, that is all the time we have for today. Time flies when you're having fun. I am so happy to have had the opportunity to talk to Maren and Amelia about their amazing novels. You guys are truly talented and inspiring authors. Go give these books a try. You will not be disappointed. Well, that's all for today. Thank you for listening. Tune in next week to Brain Books.